This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Odisha and Uttarakhand today. He will inaugurate the Utkarsh Odisha, Make in Odisha Conclave 2025 at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. Our correspondent reports that more than 100 MOUs will be signed during the conclave, which has the potential to create employment for 3.5 lakh people. The conclave will lay the foundation for a strong and vibrant economy, creating vast opportunities for farmers and labourers. More than 7,500 delegates, including many from 20 foreign countries, are expected to attend the two-day conclave. Later, the Prime Minister will travel to Dehradun in Uttarakhand to inaugurate the 38th National Games. India and China has reviewed the state of bilateral relations comprehensively and agreed to take certain people-centric steps to stabilize and rebuild ties during the meeting of the Foreign Secretary-Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is on a two-day visit to China for the meeting. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement said the two sides decided to resume the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra in the summer of 2025. The relevant mechanism will discuss the modalities for doing so as per existing agreements. The two sides further agreed in principle to resume direct air services between the two countries. The relevant technical authorities on the two sides will meet and negotiate an updated framework for this purpose at an early date. PM Modi spoke with US President Donald Trump over phone yesterday. This was their first conversation since the American president assumed his office in White House. Mr. Modi congratulated President Trump on his historic second term. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said India and the US are committed to a mutually beneficial and trusted partnership. He said both nations will work together for the welfare of the people and towards global peace, prosperity and security. PM Modi has said that the ongoing debate on holding simultaneous elections in the country under the One Nation, One Election proposal is critical for India's democratic process and urged the youngsters to actively engage in and promote the discussions. Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps rally at the Karyapa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme of this year's rally was Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat. 10 people have so far been rescued after a four-story residential building in Delhi's Burari collapsed. The Delhi Fire Department said that over 15 fire tenders and several ambulances have reached the spot of accident after the building collapsed at around 7 last evening. North Delhi DCP in Delhi Police, Raja Banthia, told the media that around 12 to 15 people are expected to be trapped under the rubble. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday had a meeting with Oman's Minister of Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion, Qais bin Mohammed Al Yusuf, on the first day of his visit to Muscat in Oman. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal informed that their talks focused on advancing negotiations on the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, strengthening trade and investment ties, and exploring avenues to further deepen the bilateral partnership. Mr. Goyal, who is on a two-day visit to Muscat, will attend the 11th Joint Commission meeting today. Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi held bilateral interactions with the Chief of Staff of Indonesian Navy Admiral Muhammad Ali in Delhi. The interactions sought to deepen maritime cooperation and strengthen ties between the two countries. Embassy of India in Laos has rescued 67 Indian youth from cyber scam centers in Golden Triangle Special Economic Zone, GTSEZ. The embassy said in a statement that these youth were forced to work there under intimidation and abuse by criminal syndicates operating in GTSEZ. Our correspondent reports that embassy has so far rescued 924 Indians, of which 857 have already safely returned to India. Indian Railways has achieved a significant milestone by upgrading over 23,000 track kilometers of the rail network to support train speeds of up to 130 kilometers per hour. Additionally, more than 54,000 track kilometers of tracks have been upgraded to support speeds up to 110 kilometers per hour. India's fast bowling spearhead Jasprit Bumrah has been named the winner of the ICC Men's Test Cricketer of the Year award for his exceptional performances in 2024. The pacer took an astonishing 71 wickets in 13 matches at an average of 14.92 last year. On the other hand, Indian opener Smriti Mandhana has been crowned the ICC Women's ODI Cricketer of the Year. The India vice-captain Mandhana set new career standards in ODIs, scoring more runs than ever before in a calendar year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.